Exhausted, starved, and on the run. This is the conditions of people who are fleeing the insurgents held eastern Ghouta in Damascus countryside. These are residents of Hosh al-Fara and Douma, the infamous strongholds of radical Takfiri factions, including al-Nusra Front and the so-called Islam Army and Ummah Army. The latter was defeated in recent battles for control of turf. Most of the people here are people close to militants of Ummah Army, escaping the threats of executions by the victor factions.
They took our house, threatening to kill all my children. They've been living in terrible situation in the past 2 years under a siege. Here only the gunmen in the area can get access to what they want.
The Syrian army started an operation to evacuate over 1,000 people from inside eastern Ghouta, including insurgents and their families. Once the families were evacuated from the area, they were handed over to relative authorities to arrange their affairs. Then they were taken to Damascus.
Evacuation operations are well underway. The number was much less than 100 every other week, but today we receive over 400 and more are still coming.
Families are taken into a shelter center. Their names are registered and they are served food. Some of the running families have been on the run for over a week.
We've been trying to leave Ghouta for 2 years since the government took control of our areas. Eventually, my husband joined them so we can survive, and now the militants have taken him. But I managed to run away. I've been running for over 10 days.
This is not the end destination for these people, as it is merely another stop in a long quest for safety.
These rural areas that was once Syria's most fertile lands have become a death trap for its residents, with death and starvation haunting them. One day of infighting between insurgent factions have left over 1,000 persons homeless. Ala Ibrahim, Press TV, Damascus Countryside.